February 25th, we have been going through Ephesians 4:29 and really focusing on the words that we choose. Today I want to talk to you about part of that verse that says, "Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth," and here it is, "but only what is useful to others." So as we think about that and the words that we choose, I want to throw you over to 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And it says this. This is Paul talking to the church in Thessalonica, as I'm talking to the church in Hayes and Colby and all over the place today. And right before his final directions to them, he says these words, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." So today and in the days to come, let's together focus on building others up. This world wants to tear us down, and there's a lot of people who are in the business of tearing others down. I want us to focus as followers of Jesus on building others up. You know, it's not always easy to build some people up. Some people irritate us. Some people, it's very hard for us to find a compliment or something that we could even say that would be appropriate to them. You know, one of the things I learned in my teaching career that someone once told me is that when you have a bad student or a student that has behavioral issues, it is so important for you to catch them being good, not just catch them being bad, because it's easy to find them being bad. There's a lot of people in our lives that it's easy for us to find them doing wrong things or things that we don't approve of or things that we don't appreciate. I want you to focus today and in the days ahead on finding the good, catching people that you can affirm. Let's pray about that. We know that this reflects our heart of Jesus when we do this. Let's pray together about this. Lord, forgive us when we don't have hearts of compassion and that we're tempted to not affirm, Lord, but to tear down. And Father, I just pray that as we walk through today, I'm going to pray a challenging prayer. I'm going to pray that you put somebody in front of us that it's not easy to affirm. Maybe you want to give us some people to practice on who are easy to affirm today and to build up. But Lord, my challenge to myself and to the others listening to this today is that we find people to build up. May the hundreds of people who are listening to this prayer today build somebody up, and just think of the impact that that's going to make for you. Lord, thank you so much that you build us up, that you assure us that we're your children, your beloved children, and that you want to have a relationship with us, that you forgive us, that you're so full of grace. May we extend grace today, knowing that many of us will walk into situations that are tense, that are full of drama, that are full of tension and difficulties. But Lord, we just pray that you would help season our words. May your Holy Spirit be the filter in our throats, Lord, as it comes out of our mouth, Lord, that we remember to build each other up. Thank you, Lord, so much for giving us the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life today, even if it's just for a moment. And we praise you, and we want to honor and glorify you through it. In Jesus' name, amen.